informed on the Dodge County landscape, we keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome to today's Community Comment. Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors and so much more. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They've got over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings, but they can help you with so much more than your floors. How about your bathroom with a new shower or tub? They can also help you out with new countertops and cabinets. When it comes to countertops in your kitchen or bathroom, the material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a big role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And at Professional Floor Covering, they offer a huge selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. Their team will work with you to help you design, find the perfect countertop that fits with your design. Visit them today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or visit them online at proflr.com. Here with today's community comment is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, Kale. And I just realized that the camera for our stream is completely tilted sideways. So I'm going to see if I can fix that.
Why can't we sit over there? That looks like fun. There we go.
All right, there we go. I think that should work.
All right.
Okay. All right. I think we're back. We should be good to go here on Community Comment. Apologies for the brief technical hiccup here at the start of Community. I don't know if I maybe hit the cord with my foot or something and shifted the camera. But yeah, if you're listening on 95.3 WBEV, you have no idea what we're referring
what we're talking
to.
About. This
is just for the people who watch on our YouTube on Daily Dodge TV. And when we came on, you just saw the lovely faces of our guests here on Community Comment today, who I should intro at some point here. Is with the Beaver Dam Police Department. With us on Community Comment today is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
And if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment this morning, you can call into the show at 920-887-9595. Call or text that number. You can call 920-885-4446. Again, if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment today with the Beaver Dam Police Department, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. And it's a breezy, chilly Friday here as fall feels like it's right around the corner here. Just a couple of week and a half, 2 weeks away. This is September. I don't know the exact date when it goes from summer to fall. It's like September 21st, 2nd, 3rd, someday like that.
Something like that.
It's one of those days, but transitioning from summer to fall essentially means that kids are heading back to school, and that has happened this past week. I have a spouse who works in the district, so that's been a part of our routine here the last couple of days, is getting back into that practice of getting up early and heading into school. And that's why we have here today Officer Matt Edwards, our special guest here, to dive into a lot of important back-to-school safety conversations. Really, I would like to kick things off with discussing, for those who are maybe new to the concept of what a school resource officer is, really what your role is, Matt, within the district, and what your, because essentially Beaver Dam is really unique when it comes to what they have for school resource officers. They have three dedicated members of the police force who are assigned essentially to the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. But what, in your capacity, is your role for in a school resource officer?
Yeah, so my position is now going on year four. It was created 4 years ago when I started. So I work in the elementary school, so I cover four elementary schools. I do about half days at each school. I'll start at, we'll say, Prairie View. I was at Prairie View this morning, and then I'll probably go to Jefferson this afternoon. Basically, I'm there as a resource for the school. Safety, obviously, in mind, but also there for mentorship. Anything that the school really needs, I'm used for that. And then if the high school or middle school SRO is on vacation or out sick, I might go cover their schools to help them out with lunches or anything that's happening up there as well. But basically trying to keep the school safe, keeping the kids safe, and then being there for them as well, whether it be having questions about, you know, anything that might come up related to police.
Yeah. And you mentioned now fourth year. That you will be serving in this capacity as a school resource officer. Is that something that the opportunity opened up and you felt like, all right, this is something I'm interested in? Or did you always have an idea that you wanted to do?
I would say a career goal was always to hopefully end up in the schools. I'll be the first one to say it. I was not the best student when I was a kid, which,
I had a lot of C grade averages,
enough so I could stay eligible to play sports. Mm-hmm. But I do think that helps me connect with some of these kids. I can be the first one to tell them, like, hey, I wish I would have tried harder at school. It would have probably made college a lot easier for me. So I think that goes a long way with the kids. And sometimes they don't want to talk to a teacher. They want to talk to somebody else. And when I tell them, like, hey, I work in the schools. I don't work for the schools. Hey, I'm here to listen to you. Sometimes that works for the kids. But I had applied for the high school SRO when Officer Carroll got it. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, the school district and police department kind of started talking about adding a third position. And like you said, we're a very unique district that we have three. There's a lot of districts way bigger than us that have only one or two that covers more schools than we're covering. So we're very fortunate to have three of us.
Yeah. Why is that so important? Is it just allowing each officer to spend as much time as possible in each school and connecting with those kids, that you have three officers, one dedicated to the elementary, middle school, and high school, that they can spend that time connecting with those students?
I definitely think so. I mean, I definitely think we kind of talk between the three of us, like, my job is to make Officer Dakota's job at the middle school easier. His job is to make Officer Carroll's job at the high school easier. And when we can start making these relationships with the students now, I think it goes a long way. Like, my first grade that I started interacting with is now the freshman class that is at the high school. So those were my first fifth graders when I started. Mm. So now it's starting to be like everyone at the middle school, that if they've been in the public school in elementary, I've had them. So if I go up to the high school or middle school to go see what's going on, a lot of times the kids are coming up to me and going, hey, you were at my school. Or even elementary age, I sometimes have kids that, you know, they went to Jefferson last year, but their family moved to a house that's now in Washington's district. So they're now coming up, wait, you come here too? Because, you know, elementary students sometimes don't realize that I cover all four schools. Sometimes they're just like, oh, I just thought you were at my school. I'm like, well, do you think I just hide in my office all day then? Because I only see you about 2 days a week. But it's a really cool opportunity that I get to help mentor and help work with these kids.
Maybe putting you on the spot here, but is there something that stands out to you over the last couple of years doing this job, that, you know, just the connection with students, or a moment that stands out going to graduation and seeing these kids move on in their academic career? What stands out to you?
It's really cool. This year, or last year, was probably the coolest moment. My daughter started kindergarten. Mm. So she's a first grader this year, my oldest daughter. So, and then I got a niece and nephew that go to the district as well. So kind of being part of their like routine as well, that they get to see either Uncle Matt or Dad at school, is kind of a unique opportunity that if I was on the street, you know, I wouldn't have that opportunity to be part of their school life. But it's cool because then, you know, when I'm walking to school with them, either I'll hear, well, that's my uncle, or I'll hear, you know, that's my dad. So that's kind of a cool side of it for me.
That's awesome. That's great. Again, our guests here on Community Comment this morning, members of the Beaver Dam Police Department, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards, here on Community Comment. Here, we have to take a short break. We'll be back with more Community Comment after this.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Did you know that each person's teeth are as unique as their fingerprints? That's why, at Preferred Dental Partners, we don't take a one-size-fits-all approach. Preferred Dental Partners takes the time to customize each person's treatment plan to fit their personal needs and offer options to help them achieve their dental health goals. So whether your dental needs are few or many, give Preferred Dental Partners a call at either our Horicon or Beaver Dam location to set up your appointment to create your own personalized care plan with our amazing team.
Saving money now at Menards. Patriot Lighting Outdoor Motion Sensing Wall Lights bring on-demand bright illumination, adding safety and security to your outdoor area. Choose from a variety of styles and functions like the three-head motion sensor floodlight, which has a powerful 5,500 lumen brightness. Save big on all Patriot security lights. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Is 10:19 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into today's Community Comment. I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. Our guests here on the program this morning are with the Beaver Dam Police Department. With us is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards, who focuses at the elementary school here in the Beaver Dam School District. Again, if you have a question for our guests, be sure to call in at 920-885-4446. If you have a question, again, if you want to call in, to text the question in. If you don't want to call in, you can do that at 920-887-9595. Again, 920-885-4446 to call in, 920-887-9595 if you want to text your questions. And to our guest, Beaver Dam Police Department, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards here. And in the second segment of Community Comments, we will be focusing in on some specific safety tips and recommendations and things just to highlight with the school season getting underway here, not just in Beaver Dam, but across Dodge County as well. And again, that's why Matt Edwards is here to discuss these things with us, as this is something that he deals with on a day-to-day basis. And want to kick off this conversation focusing specifically on crossing guards and, you know, what they do, their role that they play, and just making sure drivers are stopping and paying attention to those folks in the yellow vests on the corners there as school starts and ends. But what are some of the things that we need to know when it comes to crossing guards?
Absolutely. So just in general, driving around the schools themselves, you'll notice that we have the school's own speed limits. Yeah. And those kick in when children are present. So if you happen to notice, and we put flashing amber lights on the top a lot of these school limit signs, especially on the main road. So yep. Washington Elementary on State Highway 33, a.k.a. North Center Street, mm-hmm. you'll see those there. And that's one of our heaviest traveled areas where there's a school zone, I think. So I always talk about that one, but just because that's the one that has the heaviest traffic most people go through. So once you get into one of those areas, especially now that the school year is out and there are children on the sidewalks getting dropped off, picked up, school buses in the area, you'll see those crossing guards with the yellow high visibility vests on and the badges and their stop signs. That's like your signal to look up, slow down, make sure you're driving that school speed limit right there. And I believe it's 20 or 15?
15.
Right. Yep. Thank you. So anyways, yeah, make sure we're going 15 miles per hour in that section or whatever the posted limit is and whatever school zone you're at. Reason being is it allows the motor vehicle to stop a lot quicker. It very much decreases the stopping distances if there's an emergency where, let's say, a ball from the playground or a kid trips and falls as they're crossing the street, or sometimes kids, they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. They suddenly have movement out into traffic, which is not good. They can't be doing that, but they're not thinking, and it's, you know, to prevent somebody from getting hurt, that allows you to stop quickly. So that's the number one thing, is make sure we're driving that speed limit. Beaver Dam Police Department is doing extra patrols, especially now at pickup and drop-off and at the beginning of the year. We'll probably be writing citations for people who are not following the speed limit in the school zone area. So crossing guards. Talk about crossing guards. That was number two. Obviously, if you have a crossing guard that's standing out in the middle with their stop sign up, you have to stop. You have to make sure that you're not going into the crosswalk area. Most crossing guards, what they will do is they will wait for there's generally an opening in traffic. However, kids may not be able to make it across before that next car comes. So the crossing guards want to be courteous. They don't want to be delaying your day. However, they have to make sure those kids are crossing safely. So what they'll do is they will come to the edge where the crosswalk starts. They will put up their stop sign, make sure that the traffic has stopped. They'll look both ways for the kids. Then they'll come out into the crosswalk, and then they'll tell the kids to start crossing. So while the crossing guard is in that crosswalk with their stop sign up, you have to stop and you have to wait. Actually, as a general rule in law in the state of Wisconsin, anytime there's somebody in the crosswalk crossing, whether or not they're a crossing guard, whether or not they're a student, you have to yield the right of way to them, but especially for the crossing guards as well.
Here's a question here, because I wonder this myself as somebody who drives through school zones in the early mornings as kids are getting dropped off and there's crossing guards out there. Say if a crossing guard is stopping traffic one way as kids cross and parents cross a sidewalk from one side to the other, and you're stopped kitty corner or crossing the other way, they're not looking at you, but you're stopped and you see the stop sign up and they're stopping traffic from crossing the road in front of you to cross the street. As a motorist, should you also stop if a crossing guard is out and they've got their sign up? Is it all traffic at all four roads coming to that intersection need to stop, or is it just the direction that they're pointing at?
Technically, it's that one way. Okay. It is that one way. So I highly recommend that if you are going through that intersection, use extreme caution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, technically, it's only one way. There are a couple of times where I've seen crossing guards try to stop traffic in all four directions, if you will. For that reason, we say it's one way.
Okay.
It's at that one direction, the north, south, if you will, not the east, west, or vice versa, But yeah, in general, if you do come across that situation as a motorist and you do see that your flow of traffic is the one that's actually crossing the street, please use extreme caution when you're crossing that intersection. Yeah. You never know when there's a kid who's going to make a right turn or not wait. Most kids, especially as school goes on, in the first couple of weeks, they get trained by the crossing guards, if you will. Yep. They get used to how they are supposed to cross the street. They get better at it. But yeah, that's why I say use extreme caution. But technically, it's that one direction of traffic that's supposed to stop.
And I'll say,
and watch turns as well too. You can't turn in, like if you're making a right turn into, you can't be doing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll say too, our crossing guards are pretty great. We always have a meeting with the crossing guards before school starts, and most of the crossing guards, they're not doing this for the money. Like they're doing it because they love helping the children out. And a lot of them do the same corner every year. Usually it's not a big deal when we go through and go, hey, do you want your corner again? They all want their corner because they know the kids, they know the school, and they do a really good job. We have that same conversation of, making sure we're just crossing one way, because sometimes we'll have kids that, have to cross and then take a right-hand turn or whatever. But the crossing guards do a good job of realizing that and working on just doing one way and then going out to cross them the other way.
Yeah, and one big thing, too, you mentioned is eliminating distractions when you're approaching a school zone. We saw it last springtime around time.
Yes.
We had a motorist, I think it was on South Center or by Washington Elementary School, where there was an incident where a driver came through and ended up hitting a crossing guard. I don't know. I believe distracted driving was a part of that, but it was
almost hit the crossing guard. She fell, and yeah, it was.
Correct,
she
yes.
Was, yes, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
So we've seen an incident here not too long ago where a driver, I'm sure not deliberately, but still not paying attention, driving through that school zone, and it could have been thankfully, I know there's some minor injuries, nothing correct, severe, but still, it could have really been a not a good situation. Yeah.
I'm glad she was watching, because she had not, that kid probably would have gotten hit. So
when it comes to crossing guards, is there a need to, obviously there's a call that comes out in the summer before the school year starts. Hey, if anyone's interested, come in, take the course, do this role. Is there a need here, looking ahead to the school year, that you guys need crossing guards, or are we set for the?
So we will take applications. We're always looking for the right people.
Yeah.
I believe we have all of our full-time positions fully staffed, but we are always looking for subs, because, sometimes
somebody goes on vacation.
Gets sick or whatever, and we need crossing guards. So if you are interested, the application for crossing guard is on the Beaver Dam Police Department website, city website, and you guys can print that off, drop it off at the police department. Considering that it is the beginning of the year, it depends on what the stats are, when we'll get back to you, but We'll hold on to that application and give you a call if it's time to hire. So,
great. And as a part of this conversation about being aware, we're keeping an eye out for crossing guards is just the overall message to drivers that you just drive safely and be overcautious when you enter into a school zone. You mentioned already that the speed limit drops down. It's typically around 25. It drops down to 15. Mm-hmm. There is just an importance of a heightened awareness when you're in these school zones to make sure that, again, you don't see a kid that just juts out in the middle of the road. But it's just important for drivers to make sure their head's on a swivel and keep an eye out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a good conversation for parents to have with their kids, too, about making sure you're not taking your bike full speed crossing the road, too. The kids should still be stopping. The crosswalker should be telling them, hey, you're good to cross before the student goes. Or if there's nobody there, still looking both ways before they just jet out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to talk about new drivers, too, your teenage 16, 17-year-old drivers. They have their car at high school. They're driving through a school zone, coming and going in the morning and in the afternoon as well. There's a lot of pedestrians, fellow students that are coming and going. They have to follow that speed limit as well, too. So that's another good conversation to have with your high schoolers.
Yeah, it's important all around to be aware, not just as school starts and as it's fresh in our mind here as we're talking with members of the police department, but throughout the course of the school year, too. This is stuff that is important to hold on to and keep at the front of your mind as you're driving through the school zones. As school starts and lets out, it's, again, important to be aware and keep an eye out for kids and crossing guards in those areas. Again, we're with members of the Beaver Dam Police Department here on Community Comment. With us is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. We have to take another break here. More Community Comment is coming up next.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry Season and 95K Sweepstakes, presented by Pernet Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernet Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries are September 12th at Charleston House and September 26th at Riverside Auto and Tire.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
Third down and 10, here's the snap, blitz on. Love fires end zone, Tucker Kraft, got it!
Touchdown,
Green Bay Packers! High, snap to Goff, looks, throws right side, intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon cutting right, he's to the 30, turns corner, 25, out of bounds, 15-yard line! Keyshawn Nixon picks Jared Goff!
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday to open up the season. Coverage begins at 1, the kickoff set for 3:25 on 95.3 WBEV.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Losses after a serious accident? It's free. Yes, free, as in it won't cost you anything to speak with us. There's never a fee until we win your case. Gruber Losses. One call. That's all.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today's jobs report from the Labor Department shows more signs of weakness. Only 22,000 jobs were created last month, much lower than the 75,000 that we'd been expecting. There were some bright spots, though, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Once again, it's health care. We saw a decent number of jobs added there, but it was almost completely offset by another loss in federal government jobs. Government jobs down about 92,000 since the beginning of the year.
475 people detained during an immigration raid at a Georgia Hyundai plant. South Korea says a large number of those taken in were South Korean. Israel struck a high-rise building in Gaza today. The IDF says it gave an evacuation warning in Gaza City beforehand. Satellite imagery showed a large number of tents nearby where people who had fled other parts of the city were living. Google slapped with a $3.5 billion fine for breaching the European Union's competition rules. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The job of cleaning up the August 15th train derailment near Eastville is far from over. 22 cars jumped the tracks that day. But as of Tuesday, the Department of Natural Resources says only 8 cars have been removed. The agency tells the Journal Sentinel it will likely be another 2 weeks before all the derailed cars are gone. The derailment response is on the agenda of today's meeting of the Dodge County Justice and Public Protection Committee. There's another change at the top at Sun Prairie West High School just days into the new school year. The school board sent an email to parents yesterday to let them know Associate Principal Ed Ford will serve as acting principal. The email did not mention Principal Jennifer Ploger. All of this comes as former West Dean of Students Robert Gilkey Meisegeiger faces federal child sex crime allegations. Beaver Dam High School has not one, but two robotics teams now, thanks to a $1,500 grant from the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. Team advisor Melissa Hemling says more students will get hands-on STEM experience and build teamwork, leadership, and problem-solving skills. The foundation's education fund has been giving grants for Beaver Dam school projects since 2021. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office just added a feature on its smartphone app for lodging complaints about people not stopping for school buses when they should. It's designed for school bus drivers to report violations, but Sheriff Dale Schmidt says anyone can use it. In Wisconsin, passing a stopped school bus with its red lights flashing will cost you $500 to $1,000 and 4 points on your driver's license. September is National Preparedness Month. It's a reminder that being prepared for emergencies and disasters starts at home. Tips include developing a blueprint that outlines potential risks that could happen at home, work, or school. Safety officials also recommend making a family emergency plan and practicing that plan. More at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 59. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 61. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 53.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Kick off the savings at the market at Beaver Dam and their game day deals. Grill like a champ with Grandpa's homemade green and gold or Wisconsin brats just $3.99 per pound. And score big with Angus Pride boneless New York strip steaks at $14.99 a pound. Feed the team with Roma 11-inch or Bellatoria pizzas, 5 for $11. And Granny's barbecue buns are just $2.99 a dozen. Get Frito-Lay Doritos or Sun Chips, 3 for $9.99. And select Pepsi products, 4 for $12. For road games and watch parties, shop the market at Beaver Dam.
At Clearview, we ensure you that your stay is comfortable and personalized to meet your needs. Our experienced and compassionate staff will treat you like family, providing exceptional therapy, on-site doctors, and private rooms to make you feel at home. I'm Ashley Kuhn, admissions coordinator for Clearview. I'll personally meet with you to ensure a smooth transition. Give us a call today to schedule a tour at 920-386-3532. Clearview, where compassion is the heart of our exceptional care.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to today's community comment. Community comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to stop in and discover the power lift chair recliners. They've got the largest selection in Dodge County ready and available for delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs can lift you into a standing position or recline you down to a comfortable nap. You can even get lift chairs with heat and massage or adjustable headrest and lumbar support, and some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There's a variety of sizes in stock from small all the way up to the big man's, with prices starting at just $799. And don't worry about the power going out, because lift chairs come with a battery backup. And of course, our favorite part of it all, delivery is free. So if you've got a loved one that needs a lift chair in a room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's can get it delivered, all set up and ready to go. They are also a lift chair service center, so if anything breaks down, they'll have you covered there as well. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible. Here with more of today's community comment, again, is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you, Kale, and welcome back into community comment. Our guests on the program this morning are members of the Beaver Dam Police Department. With us is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. Again, if you want to call in, those numbers are 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. If you have a question for our guests here with the Beaver Dam Police Department, to Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. And we've been talking here on the program this morning, just important safety tips and reminders for parents, students, drivers, as the school district is back in operations here as the school is underway here, started this past Tuesday. Talked about crossing guards and the importance that role that they play here in getting kids safely to and from school, and being aware as a driver, your role in keeping kids in the crossing guard safe, and parents as well. And want to highlight too, just obviously living in a city like Beaver Dam, a lot of kids do walk to school. So there is that capacity of a lot of pedestrians on the sidewalks when school starts and when school lets out. But there's still buses that come in and pick kids up. There's kids that live in the rural communities here outside of Beaver Dam that come to the school district here. And there is just the awareness also that needs to take place when it comes to when a school bus is picking up a kid and dropping off a kid. There's just some things that we need to be aware as drivers when that happens.
Absolutely. So the number one rule to remember is if you see a school bus and it has the flashing red lights, the stop sign is out, the bar is out, but the key there is the flashing red lights by law. If you're either coming towards the school bus or coming up from behind, you have to stop and make a complete stop 20 feet from the bus. Reason being is they're probably having children cross the street, if you will, to get onto the school bus. So school bus operators will slow down. They'll maybe turn on the amber lights to kind of warn you, like, hey, I'm slowing down. They'll make that complete stop. They'll turn on their red flashing lights. They'll put that bar out, the stop sign, wait for all the traffic to stop. They look both ways in front and behind them, and then they wave the kids across, and they get safely onto the bus. So that's the key right there is motorists. I understand that, especially in the morning, you're trying to get to work on time, and maybe following a school bus is not the most expeditious, you know, way to get to work. However, they need to make those stops safely. So there is a fine associated with, and I just looked it up, and it's gone. It has this. Oh man, it can be very. I want to say it's upwards. It can get up to like $500. Yeah.
I believe between $500 and $1,000 is
pending.
It's a second offense. I believe it essentially multiplies, you know, depending upon if you've done it a couple times in a row.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah, it's going to cost you some money.
And the thing is, with most of the new buses, a lot of them do have video cameras now inside and outside the vehicle. So they're going to get the plate of the vehicle going past it, which is a lot easier for law enforcement to follow up then.
Yeah. So there's any question of what the school bus driver or the kids or another witness says, it's recorded on camera.
Yeah, we just ran a story this morning. This is obviously a different agency, but the Sheriff's Office app, they have a feature on there now that allows bus drivers to flag if a vehicle it does not stop for them, or even if another driver sees a vehicle disobey those stop signs when a bus is stopped and that amber lights are flashing and they drive, they can submit that complaint, and the Sheriff's Office will be able to follow up. Or if you catch a license plate, do you recommend also, if you don't have time to fill out a form or something on an app, you can call the non-emergency number and report it to law enforcement?
Right. So what I would do is you can use that app. That's not a problem, because whatever the sheriff gets, they will send to us, because they are our dispatchers. Yep. So you can do that, or you can speak with the dispatcher, and they will get sent to an officer on the non-emergency number. Obviously, if there is an emergency where, you know, there's an accident involving a school bus, call 911 immediately. But hopefully we're looking to avoid that as much as possible. So that's why we are talking about this. But yes, you can call the non-emergency number and let us know, and we will look into it. Yeah, absolutely. It is rare. I just wanted to kind of note this, that inside the city of Beaver Dam proper, you will very rarely see the flashing red lights where they stop traffic going both ways. The way that the ordinances are written, with the existence of sidewalks and things like that, the school bus companies will not use the red flashing lights within the city of Beaver Dam, within the border of the city. You'll see the flashing amber lights, and I wanted to talk about that too. So yeah. The flashing yellow or amber lights, those in general are a caution warning. So the law states that you are supposed to move over. You can pass, do so very slowly using extreme caution, and move over to the left side as far as you legally can, and pass that bus with great care. But yeah, that's the difference between the amber and the red lights. I highly do not recommend, like, if you see a bus out in the county slowing down with the amber lights on warning you that they're about to stop, that is not time to pass the school bus. Do not do that. So, but yeah, in general, if you see a bus on the side of the road, they will be loading from that side of the road. They won't be crossing students, and they'll see the amber flashing lights. So if you do pass, go slow, use extreme care, and move over to the left.
Yeah. And again, it's both lanes of traffic. Obviously, if you're behind the school bus, you are going to be stopped. But for traffic coming the other towards, way,
and that's the most dangerous ones, because a lot of people, you know what I mean. When you're following the school bus, it's kind of top of mind because you see it coming. But like if you're approaching into the situation coming the opposite direction, that's what the one you got to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, so and that can be real dangerous too if it's a kid that you know. Again, if you don't know which way they might jut out and run into the street, so. Safety, again, is very important. And, Lieutenant, you mentioned there are fines associated if you break this ordinance citation. And is it the merit points, too, as well when it comes to?
Yes, I want to say the first violations can be four. For it. Yeah, I looked it up. I'm sorry, I looked it up in the bond book, came in and completely, I got to write this stuff down. You know? And that's why we have our bond books in our car, because we always know when we're
it's a lot of things police officers have to be aware about and need some resources here to remember. Maybe this is a good time. We'll probably take it to a quick break here. This will give us the lieutenant an opportunity to look up again the exact fine, the demerit points, and see what that is tacked onto with your license. Again, our guests here on Community Comment, Beaver Dam Police Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. When we come back again, we'll have those answers for you, exactly what those fines and demerit points look like. You're listening to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, empowered by Daily Dodge.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When the time comes for a helping hand, we're America's choice in home care. When you or your loved ones need assistance, visiting angels will be there.
Caregiver burnout is real, and when you're taking care of someone else, self-care is the most important part of caregiving. Visiting Angels encourages you to make time for yourself when caring for a loved one. If you can give yourself a break, take a walk, talk with friends, get sleep, it's important to maintain your own health and well-being so you can provide the best possible care. With September being National Healthcare Month, it's a perfect time to consider joining a caregiver support group and to reach out to Visiting Angels for the help you need. Visiting Angels offers many types of caregiving services along with the flexibility you and your loved one need. Reach out for free consultation at visitingangels.com. That's visitingangels.com.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell, founder of Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is complicated, especially when your small business or professional practice is involved. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand that these assets raise unique valuation and allocation issues. For 35 years, we've helped doctors, lawyers, and small business owners navigate divorce with confidence. Call us at Cordell & Cordell. Let me tell you, I understand on a personal level, your business is much more than a job. It's your legacy.
111 East Kilbourne, Milwaukee. CordellCordell.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age,
making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's 10:48 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You're listening to Community Comment. Here, our guests on the program today are Beaver Dam Police Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards here in our fourth and final segment of Community Comment. It is your last opportunity one more time to call into the show if you would like to ask a question. Those numbers, 920-885-4446 to call, 920-887-9595 if you want to text into the program today. And before we went to break, we wanted to give the lieutenant the opportunity to look up on his computer, do some research here, and get precise numbers when it comes to drivers who break the law when it comes to not stopping and yielding for the school bus and what those penalties entail. And, Lieutenant, we were able to find and track down that information.
Yes. So back in 2023, the state legislature updated the fines and the laws, et cetera, for this, extra penalties for failure to stop for a school bus. And it is $500 for that citation and 4 points off your license as well. So it's a pretty hefty fine.
Yeah. And you mentioned, too, something interesting before we came back on, that if you're the owner of the car and you let somebody else drive it and they commit that crime, there's a culpability factor there for that owner of the vehicle as well.
Absolutely, yeah. If the report is filed correctly and the police department investigates it and they find that, you know, you're not kind of cooperative with us about telling us who was driving that vehicle, yeah, you can get a ticket for $150. No points, but $150 as well if you are the owner of that car. Whether or not you were driving it, the owner of that car can be held responsible.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and if you are the driver, though, $500 first offense.
Correct.
Four demerit points, a hefty overall fine. So just don't do it.
Yes, exactly.
Just don't. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Just avoid.
Drive careful around school buses.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. I want to pivot here a little bit and spend a few minutes talking about important message, not only for students to hear, but for parents as well, to talk about this with their kids here as the school year is the school year is underway. And that is, if you see something, say something. A lot of times we hear stories about kids potentially seeing or overhearing something in classes, and that information then getting back to a teacher who can then report it to law enforcement, or the student talks with their parents about it, and then it gets shared along with the people who should get that information. But why, Matt, is it so important for students to know this message here?
It's really important because ultimately, if we don't know about what's going on, we can't investigate it. Depending on what it is, whether it be maybe self harm with a student, or you know, a threat to the school building or another student, the district is very good about getting reports by students. They really push out SUSO, which is a state funded and state ran agency that is where you can go report either putting your name on the report or anonymously. You can report something that's happening in the building, and then they get the form, and then they actually email it to admin and all the school resource officers as well. So, which is really handy for us, because then if you don't want to come talk to somebody or you don't want to come to the office to let us know, you can go on your computer, on your phone, submit it to the state. State sends the email to us or even calls us, depending on what level of threat it is or what's going on with that. They'll let us know so we can start investigating right away. And it's really useful because we've had it on the weekends too, where a friend maybe makes a self-harm comment. They report it to SUSO. SUSO actually will call the police department then, and our agency is really good about letting us know after the fact, too. They'll go investigate it on the weekends because most of us SROs are off on the weekends because we kind of have that school schedule. Yep. We're very lucky. but then, say, Jeremiah Johnson is working over the weekend and he gets that call, he can go investigate it, and then he'll send us an email that we can then follow up with school counselors or the admin team or ourselves on Monday to look into it. And then there's a process for a threat assessment. If it is a threat and your student is either a victim of it or maybe the student that made the threat, depending on what level it is, there's a state form that we go through, and the school district and police department take it very seriously. We work on it together. And then usually it might involve the suspect student being suspended from school or out of school while we investigate it. And then there'll be school consequences and possibly law enforcement consequences from it.
And this really kind of circles back around to what we kind of kicked off this conversation with this morning on the program, talking about what the school resource officers, what their role is in the school district. And that is to essentially build trust with students so students can feel like they can approach law enforcement and not feel like it's something that they shouldn't do or can't do, but they recognize your face and they say, oh, this is somebody I can trust. This is somebody I know, I've talked to, I've seen them in my school. They come into my classroom. And I'm sure that the hope is obviously it makes it easier for them if something, they overhear something or they see something. Yep. That they can't approach you and talk to you about.
Yep. And like I said, we can't do anything if we don't know about it. So that's why we really push them either coming and finding us to tell us in person, telling administration, or filling out the form online so that it does get to us so that we can look into it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you said SUSO before. That's yep. S-U-S-O.
Yep. Speak up, speak out.
There we go. All right. And that's a statewide program,
yep.
Correct? Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic. And again, important stuff and really good information here to share with our listeners and viewers here with the, again, members of the Beaver Dam Police Department, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. We just have a few more minutes left here on Community Comment today. With that time, want to highlight a really fun and really a great charity event that's coming up here at the end of September that pits the Beaver Dam Police Department and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office against each other.
Absolutely. So our charity softball game is coming up. It's going to be Saturday, September 20th. Refreshments and everything else starts at 11 o'clock, and the game starts at 11:30. So there's all kinds of fun for the family out there. Very good refreshments. I worked the concession stand last year. They had pizza, nachos, I believe hot dogs and yep. burgers and everything. So it was actually a lot of fun, a lot of good food out there. So come on out. It is the Beaver Dam Police Department versus the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. And every year we kind of pick a beneficiary where 100% of all the proceeds from this game go to that beneficiary. So this year we have Brinley Geezy. She's a five-year-old girl from Mayville, loving school. She plays with her friends and two younger siblings being outdoors. But unfortunately, she was diagnosed with a high-risk pre-B cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So essentially a rare form of leukemia, and she's receiving treatment for it at Children's Hospital. So with that, we wanted to make sure that her parents can be by her side and they have a little bit of financial support as well. And that's why we chose that particular family for our beneficiary this year between us and the sheriff's office. So doesn't matter who wins. Hopefully Brinley and her family yep. win. So, but we had a lot of fun. It's great. Good community event. You can come out, you can rub shoulders with the officers and the deputies. You can, you know, have a little fun with them too. Tell them that, you know, hey, the sheriff's office is best, which is a lie because the Beaver Dam Police Department is best.
We do have the trophy from last year.
I was going to ask who was the reigning champion from last
year. We are defending. I think we're split 50-50 for how we've gone. I think it's 2-2 that each team has won.
So it's essentially the rubber match here. Obviously, until the following year, until you could potentially, whoever loses ties it up or whoever wins gain a little bit more ground.
Come out, enjoy the smack talk. Because we always go, oh, we're going to lose again this year. And then it turns out, you know, it's fun.
Do you know who's umping? Who the ump is for the
last year, I want to say it was Mark DiStefano from the school district. And then Was it the district attorney last year as well?
That's what or did she play? I can't remember if she played.
No, she didn't play. She was
okay. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes the DA has to get involved.
Was there a pie in the face? Was that happening?
Yeah, there was a pie in the face.
That's what I thought. I remember that as well, which is always
raffles
fun.
As well. Yep. All kinds of other fun
stuff. I think
they
do a 50-50.
Yes, 50-50 raffle. And then they have baskets that you can drop your tickets into to win whatever prizes are in those baskets. That's right. Mid-inning games. So we all sorts of different things, like pie in the face. They have, I think the kids get out and they can do certain things.
Run the bases.
They ran the bases. They did, was there a sack race? Or
I think they did green light, red light.
The three-legged race. And yeah, red light, green light was done. A lot of fun stuff. So we get the not just the participants in
sure,
the game,
yeah.
but we get the audience and anybody of the community get involved too.
That's fantastic. Again, it's on September 20th taking place at the Beaverdam Athletic Fields. The Beaverdam Police Department versus the Dodge County Sheriff's Office charity softball game. You mentioned, Lieutenant, it starts 11:30. Is the gates open at 11:30?
So 11 o'clock, the festivities start.
Sure.
11:30, the game starts.
All right, so be there bright and early.
Yep, at the athletic field in Beaverdam.
In Beaverdam here, September 20th, again, for a great cause. So be sure to go out there and support that. I want to thank our guests here on Community Comment today with the Beaverdam Police Department. We have again this morning Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson and School Resource Officer Matt Edwards. Thank you both so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.